AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. WNBA star Brittany Griner's 10-month drug charge imprisonment in Russia is over. She was freed in exchange for the U.S. releasing notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has praise for the Biden administration and league-wide support.
This came down to the leadership of our government and our State Department, and they got this done, and I'm so grateful to them, but it was helpful to have all of those players behind her.
In basketball news on the court, Jamal Murray drained a three-pointer with 0.2 seconds remaining as the Nuggets defeated Portland 121-120. In Miami, Bam Adebayo logged 31 points and 10 boards and said an aggressive approach enabled the Heat to beat the Clippers 115-110.
Fourth quarter, sometimes people get complacent and want to, you know, stop attacking so they can keep the lead. But I feel like we did a great job of trying to, you know, take what the defense gave us and then just kept shots was going in for us.
Pro football Baker Mayfield made his first start as a Ram and provided an immediate boost in a 17-16 win over the Raiders. Dave Ferry reports.
Las Vegas led 16-10 until Mayfield threw a 23-yard scoring pass to Van Jefferson with 10 seconds remaining, capping a 98-yard drive. He led two scoring drives in the fourth quarter, 2 days after being claimed off waivers from the Panthers.
Baseball, the Mets hung on to their leadoff hitter when they signed free agent outfielder Brandon Nimmo. His deal, 8 years, $162 million. Hockey goalie Brian Elliott made the best of a rare start as the Lightning defeated the Predators 5-2.
Sometimes it's few and far between when I can get in there, and I want to, you know, do everything I can for the guys to give us a chance. And, you know, it's definitely good, and, you know, I want to keep that going.
In other action, the Leafs blanked the Kings 5-0. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.